Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Moses, Aaron, and Miriam were the children of Amram and Jochebed of the tribe of Levi. Aaron became the high priest in Israel, and Moses served as Israel's lawgiver. Although we do not know so much about Miriam as we would like, we have every reason to believe she was also a powerful influence among the people of God. Neither Moses, nor Aaron, nor Miriam was perfect. They all made serious blunders. But these people will live in the hearts of Bible believers so long as the world stands. It is impossible to be a diligent student of the Word without learning about these three people. Aaron surely supported the leadership of his younger brother, Moses. After Moses went up on Mount Sinai the second time to receive the Ten Commandments, the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth of the children of Jeachin to Masirah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar, his son, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed to Gudgodah, and from Gudgodah to Jotbath, a land of rivers of water. Deuteronomy 10, 6 and 7. The places mentioned in these verses are no longer known for certain. But it needs to be said in passing that American and Israeli archaeologists are continually working to discover the sites of ancient cities in Palestine. For many years, liberal theologians have questioned the historicity of many places the Bible mentions, but often have to take back water when those places are located and excavated. We know that God had been angry with Aaron and with the Israelite people because of their rebellion, that he determined to destroy both Aaron and the people. Moses interceded on behalf of Aaron and saved his life. Deuteronomy 9:20. Moses also prayed for the Jewish people. O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Moses pled with God to remember the promises he had made to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Deuteronomy 9:26-29. God answered Moses' prayer and forgave Aaron and the people. After Aaron died at Mosirah, God made Eleazar the priest in his stead. Deuteronomy 10:6. At that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister to him and to bless his name unto this day. Deuteronomy 10:8. Although there was much more to the work of the Jewish priest than this verse outlines, yet there is much we can learn about their work from this context. One of the responsibilities of the priest was to bear the Ark of the Covenant. Israelites, other than the members of the tribe of Levi, were not to touch the Ark of the Covenant. The book of Numbers provides some insight into the length of time the priests were to serve. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "This is that which belongs unto the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more. But they shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation, to keep charge, and shall do no service. Thus shall you do unto the Levites touching their charge." Numbers 8:23-26. The Levites were also to stand before the Lord to minister unto him. That is, they were to offer the sacrifices God had ordained. Tragically, many of the priests violated the charge the Lord had given them. Jeremiah accused the priests and the prophets of being immoral and failing in their sacred duties. Jeremiah 23:14. Malachi indicted the priests for perverting the Lord's service by polluting the Lord's table and offering the sick, the lame, and the blind as sacrifices unto the Lord. Malachi 1:13. The situation had become so bad in Malachi's day that the Lord said he wished someone would just close the doors of the temple. Malachi 1:10. Thank you, and may God bless you.